An open letter to Thrivers in process. Dear Thriver-to-be, regardless of what anyone else says, you matter. Your life matters. You have a right to be here, to live here, and to thrive here. You are worth the work it takes struggling to reconnect with just one living soul to help you anchor yourself, to find someone who can stand as a witness with you. Whether you are in treatment or are a family member, friend, or ally of someone seeking treatment for trauma, I want you to know you can make it through. I know, because it's something I have lived through too. I had pent-up horror that I couldn't share with anyone for way too many years. My journey taught me that we are all unique and that we have the right to explore all of our complexity to discover who we are born to be. The strong silent type is just one way to be a man, and in my experience, it is far from what life is really like as a healthy human being. Still today, our society constantly sends subtle and not-so-subtle messages that there are some things that we as men don't talk about. Many in society don't want us to talk about the wounds of our souls because they would prefer to deny the events that causes these wounds can even happen. This denial and avoidance reflects how uncomfortable our communities are with facing tough, dark truths. If we are honest, we would prefer to not have to deal with these issues too. So when life pushes us hard in the direction of healing, when life forces us to decide to face what has happened to us, we often must move forward alone, at least for part of the journey. When that happens, it becomes important to find a way to honor our truths, our growing awareness, our courage, and our strength. The wounded, healing, and painful places within us all deserve our attention. I found poetry a powerful way to give voice to the voiceless parts of my soul. Poetry also let me present parts of my story in a way that wouldn't overwhelm the people I sought help from. At first, I wrote poems just to honor my soul, to name pain, to release shame, to give what happened to me names, abuse, attempted soul murder. I also used poetry to carry me through the searching part of the journey, to give voice to healing realizations when they came, to turn them into healing strategies that would lead to living a life where I thrive. With a lot of work, I moved from suffering in silence to first living as a silent thriver. It is time to break the silence on how much abuse there really is, and it's equally important to speak the truth about being able to heal and thrive after experiencing abuse. That has been the journey of my Thriver's Quest. These poems represent just a few of the moments along the way. I humbly offer them to you to assist you in your healing. If a hero's journey is worth making movies about, your Thriver's adventures in healing is what life is really about. It's not just one story, it's not a myth, and you may never see a movie that touches on all the struggles, trials, and triumphs you will face. I just want you to know you are not alone. There are many of us. We were hurt. We survived. We heal. We thrive. It is my deepest hope that this might inspire you to give yourself a chance to discover that you can thrive too.